We have a great gospel tonight that merits a good examination. What does Jesus do with the 12? Well, he first calls them to himself, and he calls them to be with him. But that's always for a purpose, right? They don't come to the Lord just to be with him, even though that is a beautiful and absolutely essential part. We have to be formed in the heart of the Lord. So he calls the 12 to be with him. But then he says, now go. And he gives them what they need to proclaim the gospel. And that, brothers and sisters, is the church. That's why we're one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Apostle means one who is sent. One who is sent. The apostles are sent with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ to do exactly the work that Jesus is doing. If you're following in the gospel, if you know anything about the gospel, what Jesus does, he then commissions the apostles to do. And in the gospel, we get it really clearly. He gives them power and authority over demons, right, to fight the spiritual battles, to cure diseases, and to proclaim the kingdom and to heal the sick. That is exactly what Jesus is doing. The whole movement of the church, of which we're all a part of, is to continue the work of the incarnation. That Jesus wants you and I to be involved in it. That's the gospel from last Sunday. The landowner who goes out, I'm going to hire you for my vineyard, come, get to work. And then he goes out again, brings more people in, get to work. And then he goes out again, why aren't you working? Come, get to work. And then he goes out again, come, get to work. And this work that we're called to do is the work that flows from the relationship that Jesus has with his Father. In John's gospel, Jesus says, my Father is at work, and so I am at work. And then what Jesus does is he extends that work on to the apostles and to the first Christians and to all of us who might not be one of the 12, but we are apostles because we're sent to go into the world and do the work that Jesus wants to see accomplished. That is a huge dignity. Like, Jesus trusts you with that mission. He trusts me with that mission. He doesn't have a plan B. He says, you, go. You, be about the work. And as we are about that work, brothers and sisters, then what we find is the purpose of our existence. Vincent de Paul, about the work, man. He fell in love with the Lord, and then he changed lives. Because what he was doing was so incredibly simple. He was receiving love, and he was giving love. This whole thing about life is so simple. I didn't say easy. I said simple. It's receiving love and giving love. And so the work that we have to do is twofold, at least. One, it's to remove obstacles. Better yet, to put ourselves in a place where grace removes obstacles that prevent us from receiving love. So that's where the mercy of the Lord comes in. And that mercy starts to break down the resistances that we've built up through our sinfulness. And as we begin to receive the love, then the Lord commissions us. Co-mission. He says, be about the mission with me. Now it's time to give that love. Vincent de Paul, that's all he did, man. He received the love of the Lord and then he extended it on to other people, especially to the poor. Mother Teresa, so simple, but so powerful. She received the love of the Lord and then she gave it to other people. That's you and me too, all of us, right? Now, we need to be educated into how to do that. And so Jesus gives the apostles their marching orders. Don't take any of the things you need. Better yet, don't take any of the things you think you need. Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick, nor sack, nor food, nor money. Let no one take a second tunic. I think a lot of people today are like, no, I can't do that work. That's for someone else. I'm not educated enough. I don't have enough life experience. I don't have particular talents. I don't have these things. That's walking sticks and sacks and food and money. Jesus is like, you don't need that. You need me. And I go with you. We can't have excuses for not doing the work. I'm too young. Read the book of Jeremiah. The Lord's like, you're not too young. I'm too old. That would be me compared to you all. Not too old, right? Okay? All the excuses are just excuses that keep us. What they do is they try to keep us comfortable and keep the Lord at a distance, right? And I'll drop to you that great line from one of my priest heroes in my life. One of the first priests I knew when I went into seminary, Father Chris Hellstrom, priest of Denver. And he said, following the Lord from a safe distance is neither following him nor is it safe. That's a great quote. Following the Lord from a safe distance is neither following him nor is it safe. Right? So what we're called to do, and what you are doing by being here tonight, is to take a strong step forward, to get right behind the Lord in your discipleship, to follow him and say, I don't need whatever the proverbial walking stick is. I don't need a sack of stuff. I don't need food. I don't need money. I need Jesus. But I have Jesus. And so I have everything I need to be about the work. That's the courageous heart that the Lord desires you and me to have. To be real daring and real bold and say, yeah, I don't have a degree in whatever, theology or philosophy or whatever else. I do, by the way. Okay? But you know what? That's not necessary to do the work. It's not. What's necessary is a heart that trusts the Lord. So where is the Lord asking you to trust him? Where is the Lord asking you to live in providence? Providence. What a great word. Providence. If you take away the last part of the word, you get provide. The Father always provides. He provides you everything you need because he's given everything he has in Jesus. He's given you the Son. And Jesus has given you the Spirit. What else do we need to be about the work? So may we be bold in our witness. May we be bold in our discipleship. May we be unafraid like St. Vincent de Paul, like St. Teresa of Calcutta, like so many of the great saints throughout history, in running headlong after the Lord, right behind him, and letting him direct our paths. And in that, brothers and sisters, is the great adventure of your life. Don't miss the great adventure of your life by trying to be safe and keep the Lord at a distance. Let the great adventure of your life claim your heart so that you follow him no matter where he leads. And in that you'll find yourself, you'll find your joy, and you'll find your Lord.